carers in Hertfordshire do an amazing job, and particularly in the last year, I think that they've had a lot of challenges to refocus, reorganise in the light of all the various cuts, and I think that they are doing that job really well. What I see on the horizon for carers in Hertfordshire is perhaps maybe not so much an unanticipated demand for more help from carers as we face the next round of government policy strategies to put the cared for people, disabled people, through all the changes around benefits. So I think there's still a huge job to do, and I think that carers in Hertfordshire are well placed to rise to that challenge.
Because, of course, I think most, if not everyone, would have no qualms with the support that they get from Carers in Hearts. The charity is fantastic. I don't think anyone can say otherwise. But, of course, the charity themselves needs its own support, and that's the support of the government. We've had them here today. We've had the carers teams here from the Department of Health. I'm assuming you came here wanting to hear certain things from them. What did you hear from them, and how does that compare to what you wanted them to say?
I think the ideology of the legislation is actually well placed. The devil will be in the detail, and the detail for me personally is around the assessments, the eligibility criteria for who's going to get help, who's going to be assessed, who's going to do those assessments, and what real money is going to be around for local authorities to actually implement the whole spirit of what the carers bill looks like. Those for me are still grave concerns, because what we've seen, despite the ideology of what government are trying to do and demonstrating they want to support carers, the reality has sometimes been that the criteria barriers are raised so high that people who used to be eligible for help no longer are. So I feel some concerns about what's being proposed here, but I can see that there is only one way forward.
This idea that we're having a bill that MPs can vote on without the idea of how much money can actually be put into funding these things, is it not at this stage pointless to vote and to legislate this bill, and rather to wait until we have a government that has a good few years ahead of it, one that's not diluted and that can make stronger decisions, and stick with them? Or is that the wrong way to look at it?
I think everybody's got to start somewhere, and I think the fact that this is on the agenda and that it is gaining some momentum, I think, is only good for carers. None of us can predict what's going to happen before this might be implemented in 2015. We were reassured by the people on the stand that if this moves forward, that there is a cross-party acceptance that this, we need to help carers. Carers are saving this nation a huge amount of money, and I don't think we get a good publicity or enough publicity about the hidden workforce that is unpaid in our community.
You're quite the investment, really, because it is literally billions in Hertfordshire alone that's being saved. So does it sadden you then that things like this bill that's going forward at the moment, it obviously needs money, you'd want the government to pledge money, you're saving it more money than it's ever going to put into caring, so surely you just want something from them, some kind of an adequate figure to make this bill work?
I think one of the dangers, there were a couple of questions around ring fencing. And I think that if the government was really serious about making a difference to carers, they would ensure that the money that they're delegating to this initiative would be ring-fenced for carers, because what we don't want is this money to disappear into the ether. So I think that's really, really important. I'm also not very keen on localisation, where central governments say, no, we want local authorities to make their own decisions. People in caring roles have universal needs, and we don't want a postcode lottery around which authorities do this and which authorities don't.